The good thing about it is we ended on a good note, and we need to take this momentum into next year.
Brendan, yeah, I mean, you become one of the great shows in the NFL, not only catching the ball, but we can't take our eyes off you after you catch the ball. Tell us what that's like.
It's a positive thing, I guess, you know. Probably wouldn't have so many yards if I didn't get up the field as good. But, you know, we just need to make plays and get this thing rolling for next year, man.
It has to be tremendously frustrating, though, to dominate a game like you guys did today for 54 minutes and find yourselves tied again. I mean, it's very much like what happened in Chicago.
That's the story of our whole season, inconsistent, up and down like Dre said. What we need to do is just gel together as a whole, not just offensively, not just defensively, not just as a coaching staff, but as an organization, and just figure out what we need to do to get better and work on that this offseason.
And in this locker room today, you had something to say to your teammates about getting ready for next year and carrying over the momentum from the final win of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. I just felt like, you know, with this win, someone just had to step up and just make a statement, you know, just put something in guys' head for throughout the whole offseason. You know, I know it's going to be a nasty taste in my mouth these next couple of months, and I'm going to work my butt off to do better.
Brandon, thank you so much. You had a great year. I hope you enjoy that.
Thank you so much.
All right, Brandon Marshall.
Can you talk a little bit about what you said in here after the game?
Basically, it's just remember this feeling, you know, this up and down season. And basically, let's work hard this off season and come back prepared next year. No more bull crapping and come back and be ready to win.
What does it mean to you to get to 100 catches?
You know, usually sometimes I shy away from those kind of questions, but in all honesty, man, it's definitely an accomplishment, and I'm proud of myself, but I'm proud of, you know, Jay and the offensive line for helping me get there.
Can you describe the evolution of your relationship with Jay on the field as time has gone?
Just on the same page. Just on the same page, and that's something we need to carry into the offseason. This offseason, we're going to spend a lot of time together, and we're going to get better at it. You know, we want to be on that Peyton and Marvin level, and, you know, there's more to come from us.
Does it come from working off the field? Does it come from working in practice? Where is that level of communication between the two of you come from?
Just communicating. It's just communicating every single play. You know, sometimes if I see something, he sees something, we kind of improvise a little bit, and that's what you got to have. You both got to have great eyes out there, and we got to listen to each other.
Brandon, how much did that pregame burrito in the press dining room help you out today?
Oh, you saw that burrito?
I saw you in there.
Yeah, Jay always get on me for eating crazy stuff, but, you know, that's me. If I can, my body can handle it, it's good. But I guess I might need to start eating one before every game.
Lunch for a champion?
Lunch for a champion.
Right. Thanks, what about Brandon. Being the only third second-year guy to ever get 100 catches? So that kind of sunk in, and that's a pretty elite status right there.
Shoot, I wish, you know, I accomplished my individual goals, but the big thing is, you know, we didn't accomplish our team goals. And, you know, that's definitely going to leave a nasty taste in our mouth and my mouth, and we need to work hard and get better.
Brandon, how much did that mean?
I'm sorry.
When did yards after the catch become an important thing for you? At what point in your
career? Pop Warner. I've always been a guy that wanted the ball in my hands in critical situations and, you know, never wanted to go down.
When did you start working on those moves that you make after the catch?
Never. It's just, you know, you just take what the defense gives you and it's a reaction. You know, it's real simple, you know. If I throw my hand in your face, you move it's to the right, then you move to the left, you know. So just take what the defense gives you.
It's like a boxing thing.
That's it. Well, if I throw my right hand, you move your head to the right. I was off a little bit.